Donald Trump won re-election and returned to the Oval Office, promising to grow the economy and create a pro-business nation. So after just over 100 days now, has Trump delivered on those promises? Has he demonstrated an understanding of what businesses, especially small independent businesses, need to not just exist, but to survive and to grow? My next guest is here to share the results of a survey of small business owners that was conducted by Small Business for America's Future about the state of mind and confidence for the future of small business owners. Along being co-chair of Small Business for America's Future, he's also founder of Some New Marketing. They're centered in Las Vegas. Shondell Newsom, thanks for being here today, Shondell.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, at least, you know, a verbal return to your home turf of Newark and New Jersey. So welcome home, sort of.
I love it. I miss New Jersey and New York City.
Yeah, but man, you're living in Las Vegas. That can't be too shabby.
This is beautiful. We get to play golf almost 12 months a year, so it's beautiful.
A couple of websites before we get on here. SmallBusinessForAmericasFuture.org. See more about the survey and the work of that organization. Learn more of Shondell's services with Some New Marketing. SomeNewMarketing.com. That's spelled S-U-M-N-U. But we have a link over at our homepage, so you can don't need to worry about the spelling bee. You can just check out Shondell's services for yourself. This, Shondell, is very telling in so many ways. First of all, the structure of this survey, as far as political position is concerned, it's dead even with those who call themselves Republican, Democrats, Independents. So there's absolutely no slant to this, and it's consistent, but to a very negative side, because if you look at the overall numbers in this survey, Shondell, there's not exactly a strong confidence of what lies ahead for small business, is there?
28% of the folks that took the survey were Democrats, 25% were Republicans, 22% were independents, and they do show huge concern over the economic stability and economic predictability of this current administration.
One of the questions is about business owners and their concern or pessimistic about their economic outlook, not the general. I mean, we're talking small business here. 80% were concerned about their personal situation. As a business owner, when you get in that position, I mean, it's not like you can, if you're in a job, for example, you're working for a company that's starting to tank, you can obviously update your resume and go hunting for something else. With when you're invested yourself, your life, and your financial existence in a small business, you're pretty much at the point right now of, well, I got to stay with this. It's either sink or swim.
Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest thing is, like, for a small business like ours, it's a family-owned business. So our family is sunk into this, and really we are deep in. And we've gone through many iterations, Chris, over the last 19 years. We went through America's Great Recession. We've gone through the global pandemic. And anytime there is uncertainty around any policies or anything dealing with how we run our business or how we can run our business, we cannot plan for the future. As founder of the company, that's my goal. My daughter's my CEO. So, you know, I'm looking at a forecast of 3 to 5 years, and we can't plan out like that. We can't even plan over the next year because we're not sure about what's going on and what's happening right now.
I mean, we're talking about small businesses here as our focus, but if you look at Ford and even more recently Wendy's, because of uncertainty with the economy, Ford just said, we're not going to give forecasts for the foreseeable future. And when you have an operation like Wendy's cut back their forecast, that is not, again, a positive look forward in any way, shape, or form.
No, it doesn't. And listen, like, one of the things that people might say, well, small businesses, how do they impact? We represent 98 to 99% of the businesses in the country, and we represent close to half of the employers in this country. So when it comes to economic forecasts, we're also looking at how do we also have the ability to hire folks? How can we expand and grow our business? And when we can't put our finger on what's going on in this country, we can't predict or do a forecast. We recently had a meeting, a family meeting, to talk about the business, and we're actually going to be building a new building, which was in process for a while. You know, our planning takes, and now we're looking at increased construction costs, increased materials costs. You know, we got to get new smart TVs and things like that. All of these things, you know, are in flux because we can't figure out what it is. What are we doing, tariffs? Are we not doing tariffs? Even if you told us we're doing the most expensive tariffs in the world, we could adjust to that. But tell us what you're doing so we can adjust and adapt.
Going back to the survey here, first 100 days, economic leadership assessment, 68% of the businesses in the survey said that the Trump administration is not meeting the expectations. That's certainly a bad number, but then is there a valuable lesson to come out of this, Shondell, by just looking at yourself as a business owner, not relying on what someone is promising? Look at what you have as concrete absolute.
Yeah, so we do that. Whatever is concrete, whatever it is that we have control over, we as small business owners are very resilient, right? We make it through great recessions and global pandemics. So that's not the issue. The issue is, can we continue to grow and continue to expand? And let me tell you why it's so important, Chris, that small businesses grow and expand is because when we grow and expand, we grow and expand local neighborhoods. We invest in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs, churches. We invest. And so local neighborhoods benefit from small business growth and small business expansion. We do internships. So there's so many different ways that we impact local communities, and that's always lost in what happens with small businesses.
That was Shondell Newsom, who, along with being co-chair of the Small Business for America's Future organization, is also founder of Some New Marketing, based in Las Vegas, smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org. Some New Marketing, SUMNUmarketing.com. We have those links on our homepage and our website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And also, small business in a lot of communities is the place a lot of youths get their first job.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my first job. I had an internship in Brooklyn, New York with Lou Edna Graphics. Never forget it. I was 13 years old, and the guy taught me graphic design. I made a decision to go to a high school called the High School of Graphic Communication Arts based on that. And I decided later to become an entrepreneur because this small business owner gave me an opportunity. And that's why I'm a big advocate for small businesses today, outside of the fact that we have our family-owned business, because that deacon in my church, Michael Collins, gave me my first shot down in Brooklyn.
Going back to the survey, tariff impact on business operations. You ready for this number? 80% of small business owners say current economic conditions, tariffs, pose a severe or existential threat to their survival. Now, explain this to the person listening, Shondell, because I've been talking about tariffs here on the show with financial experts, political people, since December of last year. And I want to get the input from a business owner, because people say, and they buy into what the politician is saying, well, the nations were slapping the tariffs on, those are the ones who are going to pay it. Don't worry, it's going to hit them. You don't have to worry.
I can tell you straight up that tariffs create a not only economic uncertainty, but creates a cost that is passed on to manufacturers, local manufacturers, local suppliers. We hit that right away. Just like I said, when it came to us building a new building out here, trying to expand and grow our company, those costs are not passed along to. I mean, they don't go into thin air. They come straight to us, right? If you have to get lumber or whatever it is, plastics or whatever it is you're trying to get from another country or another place that is hit with those tariffs, then that cost will be passed along to our small businesses.
And for you, since you operate what would be considered a services business, marketing, public relations, if a business is going through tough times, they're going to be more – probably their reluctance to spend on themselves, i.e. your services, that is going to increase and thereby negatively impact your business.
Yeah, and not only that negatively impacts my business, it impacts the local restaurant down the street, the cafe that I go to. That's a local-owned small business, a native of Las Vegas. She built her business after retiring from being a fire. firefighter. And it goes back to what you said before, Chris. People like her have retired now that, you know, I want my business to take care of, supplement my income, or, you know, I just wanted to always do this small little cafe in my neighborhood. It impacts them, and it impacts her business and her costs and what she wants to do in life. So we're fully vested. It's not like we're not trying to get an extra dollar like some of these folks who are on Wall Street and they're trying to get extra dollar. And I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying the fact is that small businesses are fully vested. We go all in with our 401ks, our retirements, whatever it is to build a business. And we not only expect a return on investment, but we invest back into the community. So that hurts those programs as well.
Two last numbers, recession fears. 79% of respondents are concerned about the U.S. recession within the next 12 months. Business survival concerns. 86% of businesses are concerned about navigating current economic conditions and just surviving. Never mind flourishing and growing or expansion, just keeping the lights on, the doors open, Shondell.
Absolutely. And you know, we talk about this all the time. Like when we sit back and look at our profit and loss statements and we look at our financials, we're wondering, are we going to, you know, we want to make it not, like I said, we want to forecast 3 to 5 years. That's the goal. And I teach a lot of workshops for the Small Business Administration, and I try to teach people to forecast like that. But now I'm struggling with telling my own company to forecast like that. Now we're looking at the next 6 to 12 months, like what is going on? What are we going to do? How are we going to survive? How are we going to keep payroll? How are we going to keep doors open? And so we hear from many businesses through Small Business for America's Future that is a concern of theirs.
So I'm trying to end this on a positive note, looking ahead and with better understanding, I hope, or I believe to some degree is coming to more and more people as the truth gets talked about like you're doing here today. What's your biggest hope for the next year?
My biggest hope is that that the administration sits back and says, uh-oh, we're going down the wrong road. And we need to call these small business owners. We need to listen to these small business owners. We can't get answers from small business. We can't get answers about the entire business community from corporations who represent less than 2% and less than 1% of the business community. We need to hear from those 98% to 99% of small businesses. That's why we exist. That's why Small Business for America's Future came in line. We're a national coalition of business owners and leaders that work to provide small business a voice at every level of government. Because we were not a voice at one time when I first started doing this in 2009. We were an afterthought. And so I think that what I would hope is that the administration and Congress would look at it and say, I need to talk to small businesses. I know you got your big corporations on the Hill all the time in your ear, but talk to us. Talk to small business owners. And I guarantee you that we will steer you in the right direction.
And if you are one of those small business owners here in New Jersey, if you're listening on the stream, wherever you happen to be, who has that feeling of concern and doubts and worries, become a part of the effort of the Small Business for America's Future, because it will just increase the power of the voice, and the voice that's loudest is going to get listened to the most. Find out more about the organization at smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org. Find out more about Some New Marketing in Las Vegas and the services they provide, somenewmarketing.com. He is the co-chair of the Small Business for America's Future organization and founder of Some New Marketing, Shondell Newsom. Shondell, thanks for being part of The Voice. That helps people understand what small businesses are going through, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for welcoming me home.